Please stand. From the Gospel of St. Matthew. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was himself a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be handed over. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in clean linen and laid it in his new tomb that he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb and departed. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there facing the tomb. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that this impostor, while he was still alive, said, 'After 3 days, I will be raised up.' Give orders, then, that the grave be secured until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him and say to the people, 'He has been raised from the dead.' This last imposture would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "The guard is yours. Go, secure it as best you can." So they went and secured the tomb by fixing a seal to the stone and setting the guard. Please be seated. We all know that the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus were salvific. By that we mean we know that by Jesus' dying and rising, we are saved. But in the Nicene Creed and in the Apostles' Creed, which we pray often, we don't just say that Jesus died and rose. We also mention in between those two that Jesus was buried. I believe in Jesus Christ, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Why do the creeds mention the burial? Does it matter? Is it just an extraneous detail explaining to us how everything happened? Or does the very fact that our Lord Jesus' dead body was laid in a grave also contribute to our salvation? St. Thomas Aquinas says it does. In fact, St. Thomas would say that absolutely everything that our Lord did in his incarnation contributed to our salvation, even his burial. But his burial especially deserves our attention because, as I say, it's in the creeds. It's an article of faith. And so with the help of St. Thomas, we can find three reasons that it made sense, three reasons that it was fitting, as St. Thomas would say, for our Lord Jesus to be buried. The first one is a practical one. Christ's burial proved that he really died. He didn't just seem to die. Jesus really died. Jesus could have risen right away after dying on the cross. He could have come back immediately without ever being buried. But then many people would have said that he never really died. They would have thought that it was all a show and that he had only seemed to have almost died, but then recovered. But the scriptures make it very clear that Pontius Pilate was surprised that Jesus had died so quickly and even confirms with a centurion that he was really dead. And this is important for us because you can't rise from the dead if you never died. And so those 2 nights in the tomb confirm for us also that Jesus was really dead. The second reason that St. Thomas gives why it was fitting for our Lord to be buried is that it gives hope to all those who are in their graves. In our experience, the grave is a place of finitude. Sometimes our loved ones die suddenly. Sometimes they die over a long period of time. But either way, that's it. When they die, we usually have their bodies with us for some time, a few days. Usually we even bring their bodies into the church one last time. But when the coffin is lowered in the ground, and the dirt is pushed over that coffin, and the tombstone is set on top, That's it. That's the end. When the curtain is rung down and the match is blown out, there's no coming back from that. not in our experience anyway. But as people of faith, we know that our Lord Jesus did come back from that. And Jesus' resurrection gives us hope for ourselves and for everyone that we hold dear and everyone that we have ever held dear, that the grave is not the last word. Pope Benedict says that Jesus is taking on our flesh and becoming man gives God a door into our world of pain and suffering. Or rather, God made himself a door into our world to come and to be with us and show us his love and to teach us how to love. And if Christmas is God's door in, Jesus' resurrection from the grave is our door out. Now the grave is no longer a dead end for us. It's a passageway. And Jesus leads the way through. Writing about Christ's baptism, writing about our Lord's baptism, St. Thomas Aquinas asks, why was Jesus baptized? After all, baptism washes away sins. And Jesus had no sins. So why was he baptized? St. Thomas gives a beautiful answer. He says, Christ was baptized to sanctify the waters. And you see, the same thing is true with the grave. Jesus has gone down into the grave and sanctified it for us. We don't need to fear the grave anymore because Christ has gone there already and he's made it holy. Our third reason that it was fitting for Christ to be buried is because it gives us an example. Following Christ, being Christians, means that we're going to have to die to ourselves. St. Paul says, you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. To follow Christ is not for the faint of heart. It means we're going to have to be buried in this life. He never promises that our lives are going to be easy. On the contrary, he says, in this world you're going to have trouble. But take courage, I have overcome the world. In following Christ, we will again and again and again have to die to selfishness and greed and lust and anger and pride and vanity. But just as we do not need to fear dying, just as we do not need to fear bodily death, we do not need to fear that dying to self, that living the Christian life, is going to be too much to bear, because Christ has already gone through it for us. He's already led the way. And he will give us the strength we need to die with him in this life so that we can live with him forever. Now, this may come as a surprise, but there are only 2 weeks of Lent left. And at the beginning of Lent, on Ash Wednesday, we all came forward and we had ashes put on our forehead, and we were told, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. We will return to the dust. We will all go to our graves one day. But the good news is that for our sake, Christ descended down into the dust. And he promises to come there and to bring us up with him to his own Easter joy.